No one should be surprised that other states see a bonanza for themselves in Oregon's self-inflicted budget woes. One opportunistic state, California, held a job fair in Portland this week with the express intent to hire away as many of Oregon's best teachers as it can. And why not? California needs between 5,000 to 10,000 new teachers this year to keep up with a booming enrollment and a voter-approved law that limits class size to 20 students in many grades. Given a choice between hiring a young novice right out of college or a master teacher from Oregon with 15 years of experience, which do you suppose a California school district would prefer? Now assume you're an Oregon teacher struggling to pay off your student loans. Your district has just opted for the shortest school year in the nation. Do you shrug off the loss of up to 24 days of pay? Or do you think you might just show up at that California job fair? This week in Portland, teachers showed up at the rate of 1 per minute, a rate that amazed the recruiters. California school districts are offering moving expenses and signing bonuses of up to $10,000 to Oregon's best teachers, on top of which they're offering an annual salary that on average is $8,000 greater than what Oregon offers. That giant sucking sound you hear is the sound of excellent Oregon teachers exiting a state that seems to see no connection between draconian spending cuts and the dumbing down of public education. The brain drain is well underway. Oregon will reportedly lose 1,000 teachers by May and another 1,000 next year. But in this environment, don't be shocked if the real number dramatically eclipses that estimate. There's a dirty little secret in all of this. Many of Oregon's anti-tax carnival barkers are actually quite willing to weaken Oregon's public schools, which they derisively call government schools. They want to create a new age of homeschooling and private schools and, of course, taxpayer support for them. This would mean the demise of what Thomas Jefferson called the common schools, schools that provide a common educational experience in a democratic society. His ideal was that such schools would give citizens of all walks of life the intellectual equipment to govern themselves wisely. From the looks of it, Jefferson's ideal is already on its way out the door here in Oregon. This is Les O'Coin.